Thank you, Mr. President. And I just want to add the voice of my delegation to the discussion. We have just concerning the WTF. I think we very much agree with what has just been said by a Canadian delegate. The devil is certainly in the details. So we are also part of the WTF of the ATT, and as it has already been said by our Canadian colleague, that had required a lot of thinking and careful preparation, and I think that's also what we need here. So we certainly consider a voluntary trust fund as a very meaningful contribution, which could mobilize additional donors. Who maybe not in a position or do not have the capacity for extensive bilateral support for humanitarian mine clearance, but I think this fund has to be carefully elaborated and should also be set up as a sort of a complementary instrument to the bilateral support which already exists, and we have also carefully to examine carefully the different relations with other funds. So having listened carefully to the remarks by our Japanese colleague, I think we are certainly open to give us the necessary time to come to a result which will be then also living up to our expectations. In this regard, I think we could perhaps envisage to discuss and to see and to elaborate the next year to come on the requirements and the feasibility of such a fund. And we've heard already certain clear expectations as developed by our Norwegian colleague, but once this is done, I think we should then have another year to really work out the fund and its rules and implementation measures. So we would be certainly open to change the language in Action 41 and to make it more open to have the necessary time to come to a solid and solid result in this regard, because I think we all agree that we have to think about new ways to guarantee and to make sure that the necessary funding for states which are in need of that are provided, but they have to be solid, and we should take the necessary time for that. Thank you.